This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can pretty easily tick off a list of industries that are going to be hit pretty hard by the coronavirus. Entertainment, for sure. Movies and concerts, not super attractive if things get worse, right? The conference business, all of those events that have been or will almost certainly be canceled. Also, transportation, specifically airlines. There was a meeting at the White House today to talk about COVID-19. United Airlines said it's cutting domestic flights 10% in April, 20% internationally, and putting a hiring freeze in place. And a group known as IATA, that's the International Air Transport Association, basically the global aviation lobbying group, is warning of another problem, that airlines might forfeit their rights to take off and land at certain airports if they don't use their allocated slots. Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains.
COVID-19 is having a noticeable effect on air travel, says Ian Pechnik of global flight tracker Flight Radar 24.
In February of 2020 versus February 2019, we saw a 4.3% decrease in the number of commercial flights tracked.
IATA says it expects airlines to lose $1.5 billion this year because of the outbreak. It's calling for a suspension of the tight rules around airport slots.
Slots are the way that airports allocate the ability to use the airport to different airlines.
In busy airports, there are only so many openings to land or take off a day. Airlines fight for these slots. It was big news when the UK operator Thomas Cook failed last year and its slots at British airports came up for grabs. Airlines have to fill at least 80% of their slots in any given season, though. It's a use-it-or-lose-it situation. Dawna Rhodes at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University says there are around 200 airports worldwide that are slot-restricted. That might not sound like a lot, but about 43% of passenger planes depart from them. That includes the major international airports in China, which US airlines aren't currently using.
If the rules applied and they lost that, that's basically allowing a competitor to move into your market because they, you know, competitors can't come in if they can't get a landing slot.
IATA, which represents the airlines, is making the point that they aren't hitting that 80%, but that these are extreme circumstances. Sean Pruchnicki teaches at the Ohio State University Center for Aviation Studies.
They're recommending that to the regulators of each country that the whole slot mechanism needs to be suspended for right now.
The bigger picture here is that airlines have had a really good decade, Dawna Rhodes says, but they are still vulnerable to travel disruptions.
Say, for example, the impact of 9/11. Airlines in the U.S., you know, lost almost as much money as they had made since, you know, the Wright brothers had started to fly. You're talking about the possibility, at least, of substantial losses.
For some context, the 9/11 airspace closures over the U.S. lasted 3 days. The eruptions of an ash cloud from a volcano in Iceland in 2010 caused what's claimed to be the biggest shutdown of European airspace since World War II. That lasted just over a week. Because the COVID-19 outbreak has no end date, it has the potential to be more disruptive. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.